Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 25th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The UK capital's Metropolitan Police Service has announced it will deploy LIV facial recognition to identify citizens across London, flying in the face of calls from the British government, regulators and citizens to pause use of the highly invasive and often inaccurate biometric technology. An independent review last year reported it was only accurate 19% of the time and was likely to contravene human rights. Bird Rides, which pioneered electric scooter sharing in California, is in talks to buy Cirque, a German rival, which has been seeking a buyer after struggling to raise the new funds it needs to continue its expansion, according to several people familiar with the two companies' discussions. While talks are ongoing, a deal could allow Bird to close the gap on its Silicon Valley rival Lime, which is widely seen as leading in Europe. UK civil servants have presented their assessment that Britain could safely proceed with Huawei at the periphery of future 5G networks, rather than in the sensitive core, according to government officials. They highlighted an absence of alternative suppliers. The final decision will be made by the National Security Council next week. Huawei's telecoms network equipment rival Ericsson reported today that political uncertainty triggered by the Huawei debate in Europe had led to a marked slowdown in 4G spending, as well as 5G launches. Uber is starting to map the streets in Washington, D.C., as it prepares to bring its self-driving vehicles to the city later this year. The mapping vehicles equipped with cameras and sensors will spend a few weeks driving and collecting data. Uber said it chose Washington because of the city's history of developing mobility solutions using technology. Samsung plans to launch an AirDrop-like feature for Galaxy smartphones, reports XDA developers, known as Quick Share. It will let users send photos, videos, and other files to nearby compatible devices. Unlike AirDrop, Quick Share passes files along via the cloud, expected to launch alongside Samsung Galaxy S20 on February 11. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.